Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Artists across Milwaukee have seen their workplaces close and typical revenue-generating streams dry up because of the pandemic. While bars and restaurants have continued to be open, venues have stayed closed. The needs of artists and small businesses are growing the longer the pandemic stretches on. A virtual town hall was held on Tuesday in hopes of working to address some of the challenges Wisconsin creatives are facing. George Sugros is the executive director of the Wisconsin Arts Board. He spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel on Wednesday about the town hall and what artists say they need to recover.
Being able to connect with one another, I think one of the things we're always happy with and surprised by at the same time is how important it is for people just to connect with one another and to hear they're not alone and to hear what they're struggling through is not just what they're struggling through, but what their, you know, their peers are struggling through as well. And so the next step is also to get the 15 organizations to figure out what pieces of help they can provide. You know, I think every one of us can't do everything, but every one of us can do something. And, you know, if you stitch together that quilt of somethings, you've got, one hopes, an effective response to the needs of the moment. And I think one of the other things that was reminded yesterday was that, yes, these are the needs of the moment, but some of the inequities predate COVID and the pandemic. And so it's a reminder that whatever you do to help, you remember that those inequities exist or existed prior to all of this.
What does the Wisconsin arts community need in order to recover from the economic challenges it is facing due to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, and it runs the gamut, right? So yesterday we heard from artists, but the arts organizations as well are suffering. And actually, we heard some of that yesterday as well. First of all, first and foremost, things are not open, right? So museums are not open, performing arts facilities are not open due to public health issues. But in addition to whatever earned income would come from ticket sales, the ongoing connection to patrons is not the same as it would be if these groups were open. And then, of course, as was talked about, there's the question is, okay, we're closed, but other groups are open. So why are they able to be open and our organizations are to be closed, especially in Milwaukee, where it's been really set out that performing arts organizations for sure have to remain closed. So there's the dollars that have evaporated from being closed, the concern for contributed income, and will patrons remain patrons during this time when they can't be part of the organization physically, which is why many have pivoted to the internet and tried to maintain that connection. And then just the idea that these organizations are losing their staffs, right? And so how are they able to support the staffs? It's not just not that they're closed, but they have these wonderful creative people that they want to keep, but what can they do in the interim? A, to raise the money to keep them, and B, to keep them working and doing great stuff.
It has to be hard seeing other places in Milwaukee and throughout Wisconsin being able to open while a lot of arts venues and artists are still not able to work.
Yeah, right. And as we talked about yesterday, in the case of the artists, if their primary income was as an artist, they may have other gigs as well. They may have been teaching classes, or they may have been working in the hospitality industry. So all of their gigs have evaporated because of COVID, right? So that makes it really difficult. It's one thing to lose a job. In this case, they may have lost multiple jobs. But there is always the need to create as well and to maintain the marketplace. So it's the individual artists, it's their galleries, it's all of that.
And George, the organization that you're executive director for, the Wisconsin Arts Board, recently joined others in the town hall, as you mentioned, to address a number of issues in the community moving forward. One of those was racial equity and social justice. So how do you plan to work toward these goals in the next year?
Well, first and foremost, we work with people, right? So we're not going to do anything for anybody, but we're going to work with people to really suss out the need and then figure out how we can meet that need in cooperation with the different parts of the community. So part of it is addressing the realities of our budget and where those dollars have been. Some of that has happened already in our ability to give grants with the CARES Act funding that we received from the National Endowment for the Arts. And that was very specifically arts organization funding. And then, of course, the state of Wisconsin put forward $15 million for CARES Act funding for arts organizations. In addition, they put forward $10 million for movie theaters and $15 million for performing arts venues, so live performance venues. So $40 million towards the creative economy in the state of Wisconsin. And what's been really interesting to watch is to see how artists have been acknowledged as sole proprietors, as businesses, maybe for the first time. And so the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's We're All In grants have been made available to artists should they have decided to apply. And so it's wonderful to see an acknowledgement of what has been always the reality, that artists are small business people and they're doing their work, and now see support even beyond the arts board in state government.
Sounds like there are some permanent changes that really may help moving forward in the future when the pandemic is behind us as well, with that sole proprietorship.
Yeah, I mean, I like I say, I think it's really important that those artists are acknowledged as business people, because it's not only a change of perception from the state level, but it's, in some ways, it's a change of perception for some artists to say, wait a minute, that's right, we are in fact small business people, and we do deserve support just like every other small business person. So,
how has the community's interest and reliance on art changed during the pandemic? What have you noticed?
Well, I think first of all, the community's reliance on art is greater than it's ever been. Meaning, how do you make it through sheltering at home without books and music and films and all of the art forms that you need as a consumer? So somebody who's reading all those things, or maybe you're writing for the first time in ages because you've got the time to do that, or you've picked up an instrument that you set aside for years and now you're able to pick it up and play it again. So the arts themselves have been fundamental to people's navigating through and coping with all the isolation that's been going on. And then, as I said before, artists and arts organizations have pivoted to the internet to provide, whether it's art fairs on the internet, you know, so people get a chance to see Wisconsin artists work there, or the great theater productions that are going on in the state, everywhere from Milwaukee Rep to the American Players Theater, all online and accessible to people in that way. And I think what's interesting about all of that is it is accessible to folks who may not have, even in a normal situation, been able to get out to the theater. And so as we look at the future, we're going to see this moment as an opportunity to do both and, right? So when we're finally able to get back into the theater and see a show, we're going to be able to do that. But for those who can't, we will have had this experience to make it accessible to them as well. And I think that's, if we're looking for a bright spot in COVID, that may be one of them.
How has Milwaukee's arts community met the changing or even increased needs across the state?
Yeah, well, I think, again, the internet provides that opportunity to bring Milwaukee arts outside of Milwaukee. And, you know, taking the Christmas Carol live streams that the Rep is doing, you don't have to be in Milwaukee. You don't have to travel to Milwaukee to take advantage of that opportunity to have your holiday season brightened a bit with that. And I think all of the other groups that have put themselves out there, you know, if I get to hear, for example, the virtual orchestra that the Milwaukee Symphony did at the early part of the pandemic, it may be the first time that I, in somewhere else in Wisconsin, get to hear them play and might be intrigued to see more of what they have and follow their recordings and see when they're going to come back to the hall and, you know, and see the videos about the new hall and get excited about when that might open. So there is all of that. And then, of course, there's art that's created specifically for the internet, you know, artists who are working in the media arts that are using that that form as well. So it's everything, every type of art and the traditional arts as well. You know, people who are using their background, their cultures to bring forward expressions of material and expressive culture and doing that via the internet as well. Perfect example there is the National Endowment for the Arts. We have in Wisconsin, I don't know if you know this, we have two 2020 National Heritage Award winners and, from Wisconsin. And so both of them are on the National Endowment's website in interviews, and you can see their work, et cetera. So lifting up and interview these really great traditional artists. So again, another opportunity that people may not know about.
Are there other needs or things you're paying particularly close attention to in the arts community that you think are important to note or talk about?
We're looking at the issue of the distribution of funds. We're always looking at the celebration of the different cultures of our state and the equity in their support and expression, and helping to connect people to one another to help bring those expressions to the public in one way or another, whether that's an exhibition or a performance or like yesterday. One of the things that's come out of COVID is the plethora of murals that have been created, the sense of place that's created with all of these murals that are going up across the state. And one of the questions yesterday was, hey, we're really into this mural thing, but we need help. We don't really understand how to do this and how to do it at the scale that we're doing it already. And so even within the context of that meeting yesterday, people started reaching out to one another to provide that sort of peer-to-peer assistance. So yeah, money, equity, inclusion. And the one other thing I think that we're really focused on is helping people reopen, right? Because as theaters reopen, as museums reopen, there's the personal protective equipment that's necessary. There's traffic patterns that are going to change and which ways you can go. There's capacity issues for performing arts spaces. How many people can sit in your theater and how close can they be to one another? And then Wisconsin Public Radio did a story on an artist in Appleton who's creating masks for musicians. So the innovation to get people playing again, that's going to help us reopen if you can, in fact, use these masks to mitigate the spread of COVID. So there's all that kind of innovation out there as well. But really, the reopening is the issue at hand, and making sure people have access to the best ideas that are coming, not only from the arts, because national arts organizations are really pursuing this, but also from other industries as well.
George Sugros is the executive director of the Wisconsin Arts Board. He spoke with Lake Vexbecca Schimmel about what artists and venues need to recover from the economic challenges of COVID-19.